Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bets today. Also brought to you by IPVanish. IPVanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. And make sure to check out our new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Yes, sir. We are back with another episode of WNBA Gambling Podcast. You know the voice. You know me. It's your guy, Really Rail, Villain Rail, Terrell Furman Jr. And I am solo dolo today. One game slate, one podcast host. It's just me, Villain Rail. Scott Reichel is off frolicking in the wind or doing something. And I am putting out the pod today for the Commissioner's Cup Championship. Super excited. Looking forward to this game. Could be a finals preview. Aces versus the Sky. Let's talk about that. But before we get into the game, I'm going to tell you the best place to bet the game. And the best place to bet the game is WinBet, where you get 50. If you bet $50, you get $200 in free bets. And if you're betting baseball, you have to check out the reduced juice in baseball games, which makes them the best place to bet MLB. Why would you bet anywhere else paying more when you can get better odds or for the same bets? Plus, if you bet $500 on Sports Casino before July 31st, 2022, you'll get the ultimate fantasy football draft experience. You and your entire league get a two-night stay at Wynn Resorts, and you will get to draft in Encore Beach Club. Multiple entries allowed. So if you bet $1,000, you get two entries. So much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to WinBet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Claim your free bets today. Offer subject change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And also, make sure to check out our Discord server. Hop in there with me, Scott, Moonoff, Ryan, Kramer. Everybody's in there. We're all in there. You can interact with us. We can sweat bets together. Hey, I'll be in there later today sweating out this very game we're about to talk about. So make sure you get to that Discord server, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. All right, fellas, ladies, gentlemen, who all ever may be listening, however you may identify, we have a game today. The Las Vegas Aces are traveling to the Chicago Sky. The Sky had the better Commissioner's Cup record, so they'll be the home team for this game. Sky are laying 3 at home. 171.5 is the total. Opened up at 169. It's now all the way up to 171.5. And that line opened up for -1 for the Chicago Sky and is sitting at -3 right now for the Sky. So some positive movement towards the Sky and towards the over. Let's go ahead and get into an injury report for this game. Let me see. Oh, no, crap. Don't crap out on me. Here we go. Technology. Courtney Vandersloot has been practicing. She's officially questionable for this game. We need to look up some more information to make sure she's playing in this one, because that's going to be big for the Chicago Sky. And then nothing on the injury report for the Las Vegas Aces. They should have a full allotment of their staff going on right now. So, injury-wise, like, it's going to depend on if Courtney Vandersloot is going to be able to suit up and go for this game. She's the point guard of this team. She's the primary ball handler. And this Sky team does turn the ball over when she's in the, like, when she's playing. I mean, when she's out of the lineup, they do turn the ball over. And so it's going to be interesting. Now, she did practice yesterday. She's expected to play, as I'm hearing. So I'm going to go ahead and handicap the rest of it as she's expected to play. She's not on the injury report for the game tomorrow. This was yesterday's injury. Well, a little bit earlier. This was this weekend's injury report. But it looks like they took her off the injury report. So, hey, she looks like Courtney Vandersloot's going to be a go for this one. And that's big. That's big because they turn the ball over slightly more when she is out of the lineup. Rather, she's in it. She's going to get their offense going. She's going to run the plays, and she's going to get everybody to their spots and make sure they're going. Her and Candace Parker have a good tandem going on when in terms of getting that offense flowing. And so when we talk about the Sky and the Aces and what they've done recently, both of these teams have been blazing fast in pace. Blazing fast in pace. Aces second in pace. They've been first and second with the Indiana Fever the entire season, whereas the Chicago Sky are fourth in pace in the past three games. Now, part of that, I do think that is because Courtney Vandersloot has been out. And so without her to kind of slow things down, kind of methodically read the defense, they're going to push the pace a little bit more and try to get a lot of transition and run the floor. I think with Courtney Vandersloot back in the lineup, they're going to slow that pace a little bit down. So I don't expect the Chicago Sky to be trying to play to the Aces' pace in this game. I think that they're really going to try to control the clock, slow this game down, and bring it back to their level. Both of these teams scoring the basketball incredibly. Aces third in points per game at 83.3 points per game. Sky fifth in points per game at 82.3 points per game, which is pretty much why everybody is on the over here. So, you know, it's given positive notes for the over. They're fast and paced. They put up a lot of points. I'm just not sold on that over. I'm not. This is a Commissioner's Cup game. I expect this to be like a finals game. Because there's a lot of money on the line for this. You have to think about what the WNBA players are making right now. And when you put $500,000 on the line, which I'm pretty sure is what the prize pool is for this, I just got to double check that, but I'm pretty sure the prize pool is $500,000. You throw that out there, that's a lot of money for them. They're not making millions of dollars like people are in the NBA. And so I expect them to get up for this game. I expect there to be a lot of defense played, even though this Las Vegas Aces team is towards the bottom of the league in defense right now, Sky, the top of the league. I expect to see defense on both sides. I expect to see the Sky slow the pace down. I expect this to look like a playoff game, high intensity, both of these teams not wanting to give an inch. So I get the positive movement. I'm glad that I'm getting a higher number than what everybody else is. And, you know, take this with a grain of salt. Everybody knows my slow slump coming into this game, and I'm kind of looking to do anything to come out of it. But you got to keep shooting. Shooters shoot. And so I'm trusting my gut here. And even though I see this positive movement towards the over, I'm on the under in this game. If we talk about the recencies and over-under, last five games for the Aces, they're 2 and 4 last 6 games. I'm sorry, this is since the All-Star break, last 6 games. They're 2-4 to the over. So 4-2 to the under, 4 straight unders for the Las Vegas Aces. They have this, they're starting to, you know, lock in a little bit more. And while they only been 3-3 ATS during that time, this just gives me a little bit fuel. I think that everybody's going to be on the over in this one, and I'm going to zig while everybody's zagging, or I'm going to zag when everybody's zigging. Give me the under in this game. I think I like that a little bit better than the side here. Now, when I get to talking about the side, the Sky, since the All-Star break, 4-2 ATS, they've lost the last two, including a heartbreaker on the road against the Liberty, where, you know, my New York Liberty, where Serena Ionescu just, she had a game. And, oh, man, if I knew that Kobe's family, this was their first time seeing her play in the W in person, I would have been all over the Liberty and her for that game. She pulled that mama mentality out, and this could be a get right spot for the Sky looking to play again. One of the top teams in the league. They've been playing on this pedigree for so long. They have so many options. When we talk about Mieseman, who's been absolutely balling since the All-Star break, of course we know what CP3 can do. And then we talk about Kalia Copper, Courtney Vance would come back into this lineup. They have so many options, and there's so many options on both sides of the ball, which is why everybody's like over. This just screams under to me. Zigging back to the side. I'm on the Chicago Sky here, -3. I think they get it done. I think the Sky are the better team, and I just can't trust the Las Vegas Aces for the entirety of this game. I just don't know. I don't know if the Aces have it in them. They always have this stretch where they just give the game away, and you can't do that against the Chicago Sky team. Now, I know it's favorable getting the Aces at plus money, but I'm going to ride with the home team. Give me Chicago Sky -3. They currently are 9-1 in Commissioner Cup games this year. Only lost one time. I'm backing that. Give me the Chicago Sky -3. But I'm going to trust my gut. And my best bet for this game is going to be that under 171.5. I think that there's something there. And would I be surprised if this went over? No. I'm terribly cold right now. So if you want to fade these picks, please, by far, please fade them. And then tell me you fade them when you win. And I'll definitely shout you out or something, because I'm going through a rough stretch. But I think the under is the play here. It just feels like this is getting a tad bit too high for a Sky team that can kind of go one way or another. I expect them to slow down in pace with Courtney Vandersloot back in the lineup, and she kind of can take control of that game back. And I also think that these numbers are a little bit inflated because the Aces are playing, and the Aces are four straight unders. That's four straight unders for the Aces. Can we make it five today? So I like the under in this one, under 171.5. All right. Before we get up out of here, and then I'll give you a little bit of a lock dog segment at the end of here. But before we get up out of here, I got to talk to you about IP Vanish, the official VPN of SGPN. And look, helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data, private details, passwords, communications. And you can use it on your computer, tablet, iPhone, Android, even a Fire Stick, unlimited devices. And they're giving you an incredible 70% off their yearly plan with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Just a tap of the button and you're protected. All you have to do is go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. And also, Dave. Look, we've all been in a situation where we've been short for cash. Your car might have broke down. You might have went to a nice restaurant. It was a little bit more than you expected. Dave is a banking app that can get you up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to pay whatever you need to pay, tackle your expenses. Millions of people already download the Dave app for financial relief. So if you're in a pinch and need some extra help, download Dave. And think of it as a helping hand from future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store. That's DAVE for sign up for extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC. All right. So for my lock for this game, I talked about it. Going under. I'm going to zag when everybody's zigging. I'm going to trust my gut, even when I'm going through a slump. Give me the under 171.5 for this game. I think this is going to be like a championship playoff game. I think these two teams are going to be getting after it defensively, really trying to force each other, not trying to give up an inch. And this is going to come down to the wire a little bit. And so give me that under 171.5. And for a dog play, let's see here. What do I want to do for a dog? I can do a parlay. It's tough because it's only one game. And so I might just go ahead and do a quite quick little parlay for the people. Let me see here and try to put this parlay calculator to going. Oh, the game came down. Oh, it must be because Courtney Vandersloot. All right, so I can't even do it. But let's go ahead and just parlay that under with the Chicago Sky. Just money line, get the win, not play with the points. I can't tell you what the price is on that right now. I'll probably drop it to our Discord server a little bit later officially with that price, but I know it's plus money. I'm going to take the under and the Sky just to go ahead and get the win. All right. I have nothing else. Make sure you subscribe to the WNBA Gambling Podcast and leave a review. If you haven't left this review, leave a review. Join that Discord server, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Hop in there. I'll be able to tell you the price on my dog. And hopefully I can go out here and get some winners today. I've been slumping, guys. Look, if you know me, you know this doesn't happen often. So if I'm slumping, then, oh, the turnaround is going to be great. But man, I'm going through a slump right now, but it is all right. Doesn't matter. Other than that, follow me at @reallyreal__ on social media. And I really have nothing else for this podcast. So since I have no idea how to end this pod, I'm just going to end it like this. Free BG, we are out.